So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, Little. Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Toda una semana ha pasado ya desde nuestro último encuentro en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche contaremos con varios protagonistas a lo largo del show. De momento te adelanto que uno de ellos será el señor Little Walter, considerado como uno de los grandes armonicistas del blues, hoy hubiese cumplido 86 años. Pero vayamos poco a poco. Como es habitual, vamos a darle la bienvenida a Little Steven con música. De hecho, lo vamos a hacer con una canción fantástica, Shapes of Things to Come, Jeff Beck, dando comienzo al Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches, Little. Dale.
Greetings, pilgrim. Welcome to Sanctuary. Hole in the wall if you're Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Las Vegas if you happen to be in the Mafia. The neutral zone for you Star Trekkies. We're free parking on the Monopoly board, baby. Shangri-La for all you Sherpas. And Port Royal for the rest of you rebels, renegades, rogues, and pirates. You have stumbled upon the longest-running crap game since gamblers became anonymous, otherwise known as the Underground Garage. We have nothing to talk about this week, obviously. Nothing new. It's still life sucks and then you die. No change at all since last week. So we might as well play some of our favorite songs and not worry about it. Here comes one now.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her gone.
Gonna find her gone.
'Cause I will treat her right, and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose,
yes, yes, you're
that,
gonna
girl.
Lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you.
Watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
Of taking her away from you.
Watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Control myself. think I can sum up the show for you with one word. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Registering very curious readings from all sensors.
Specify.
I cannot. According to our instruments, space itself is literally breaking up.
Open up.
Hello, this is Dennis Machine Gun Thompson from the MC5, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Good old Fanelli, sweet soup too. They've been coming around, gives them something to do. And mama's all wanting not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Streetlight Sam decided to make the trip all the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's tip. He pulled into town and met skinny little Pete. Said, I come here, boy, I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip, I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Well, the kids on Shaking Street have never given in, cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that they're bad, you know that they're mad. They take for the taking and they shake for the shaking. Ha! Shocking, all the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down and do a little stomping. But Sally Baker wants to shake a shaker. Bobby Phillips says it's gonna take it to Shaking Street. It's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, so you gotta get down.
We started the show with the amazing Jeff Beck Group. First song, first album, Shapes of Things. Jeff Beck covering himself from the Yardbirds, introducing us to Rod Stewart. First set, You're Gonna Lose That Girl, The Beatles, from my favorite Beatles album, Help. Can't Control Myself, The Troggs, written by the amazing Reg Presley, who also sang it, and produced by Larry Page. I Can't Believe That We're Together, Death by Unga Bunga. They wrote it, they produced it. And you can get it from their website, .no. Rare, Eddie Floyd, Big Bird, written by Eddie and Booker T. Eddie wrote the song on the way home from Otis Redding's funeral. Steve Cropper producing, and the entire Booker T group, Steve Booker, Al Jackson Jr., and Donald Duck Dunn. One of the great bands of the world. Cool record, right? Wasn't a hit. I could say the same about Shaking Street, couldn't I? MC5, second record back in the USA, produced by John Landau. Very nicely, may I add. We're calling the show Backstreet Mirror. You'll find out in good time.
Sigues en Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Cada cierto tiempo al guitarrista de Springsteen le da por desempolvar su viejo traje de profesor de historia para dar alguna clase. Pero no te preocupes, no habrá examen al final del show. Esta semana se cumplirán 154 años de la Batalla de Puebla, la primera en la que el ejército mexicano venció a una gran potencia militar como Francia. Ocurrió un 5 de mayo de 1862 y el conflicto ocurrió a raíz de que el presidente mexicano de la época, Benito Juárez, decretara al país en bancarrota. Esta situación propició que México no pudiera hacer frente a la deuda extranjera que acumulaba. El presidente solicitó por vía diplomática a sus acreedores que prorrogaran los pagos 2 años. Estos países eran Francia, Inglaterra y España. Sin embargo, Napoleón III no aceptó estas condiciones, por lo que decidió invadir el país y establecer un régimen afín a Europa. De modo que el ejército francés desembarcó en el puerto de Veracruz en abril de 1862 y tras varios enfrentamientos llegó el momento en que las tropas mexicanas lideradas por el general Ignacio Zaragoza obtuvieron su primera gran victoria aquel 5 de mayo de 1862. Es cierto que la victoria no duró mucho y vendría acompañada de victorias francesas y el establecimiento de Maximiliano de Habsburgo como emperador de México. 3 años duró aquel imperio. Como curiosidad te contaré que en Estados Unidos el 5 de mayo es celebrado como el Día del Orgullo Mexicano por todos los ciudadanos mexicanos del país. Todo tuyo, profe.
Like we didn't already have enough reasons to party, it's Cinco de Mayo. Now everybody thinks Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day, right? But no, señor. September 16th is Independence Day. But you don't hear about that very often, right? You don't hear about too many big parties that week. It's one of those crazy things. But the bigger party is definitely a celebration of owing the mob money and then toughing it out when the Shylock comes to collect. Let me explain. Mexico declared its freedom from Spain September 16th, 1810. But Spain said, I don't think so, and they fought for another 10 years. Finally, Mexico wins, but they've been borrowing money from England and France, and those debts are mounting up. And then after a few more years, even Spain starts fronting them some bread. Finally, Mexico says, sorry, all you Don Vitos, but we can't pay. And since there's no Bono around to get their third world debt forgiven, England, France, and Spain send warships to collect. Yes, that's like the five families coming to Jersey. The president, Benito Juarez, he's a good talker. He actually talks Spain and England into taking his marker. But Louis Napoleon, nephew of the little guy, says, no, 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 my friend. And his 6,000 crack troops take on Commander Ignacio Zaragoza's 5,000 poorly equipped Indians at the city of Puebla. And unbelievably, the good guys win. It's like the Magnificent Seven, you know, beating Eli Wallach. And guess what day that happened on? That's right, May the 5th. Now, of course, a week later, they got the hell beaten out of them and lost the whole country. But they would eventually get it back, and for a week or so, it was an amazing party.
Let your spirit dance, brothers, everywhere. Let your head be free, turn the wisdom key. Find it naturally, see your lucky dookie. Dig this sound, it's been around and round and round. Get out your cold feet, baby. Something on your back, let down.
Let down, let down, let down.
Don't you know, honey, baby, your light might shine this whole town. Get down.
Yeah, do it. Ah!
Mama John.
Yeah.
I'm in love with your daughter.
This is Alejandro Escovedo from the Nuns, Rank and File, Judy Nylon Band, Buick McCain, True Believers, and a few records of my own. And you are in Little Steven's Underground Garage, listening to the coolest rock songs ever made.
You better tell her.
¿Qué va usted a beber?
Una margarita, por favor.
He's asking your name?
No, margarita is a drink made with tequila.
Good. Well, any drink named after you is good enough for me. Two margaritas, please.
Two margaritas.
Please lay off. I'd never do it again. I promise.
Padrón, this happens to me all the time. That photo put his arms around you and me, heart, and I just lost my mind. And I said, Lupe, 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 won't you post my bill? Lupe, Lupe, Lupe,
in the village? What about them?
I leave it to you. Can men of our profession worry about things like that? It may even be sacrilegious. If God didn't want them sheared, he would not have made them sheep.
Bend it down now, baby. Let's just go on along.
we started our Cinco de Mayo set with Santana from their third record. Santana was a group, actually, not just Carlos Santana, although he did sing that one. Everybody's Everything. The premieres, Latino garage rock at its finest, the royalty, really, written by Don and Dewey, who did it first. Billy Cardenas producing. The Perez brothers, Lawrence and Johnny, George Delgado, and the Chevelles Car Club supplying the party noise. Yeah, and they all went up and they bounced up and down, you know how they do that. Picture that. True Believers would tell her. The Escovedo brothers, Alejandro and Javier, Jim Dickinson producing, not to be confused with Jim Dixon, which everybody does confuse, including me sometimes. Jim Dickinson being the Muscle Shoals piano playing producer, Jim Dixon being the Byrds manager and sometimes producer. Manic Hispanic, of course, on Cinco de Mayo. Lupe, 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 their, you wouldn't call it a cover exactly, you'd call it a Latino Weird Al Yankovic interpretation from the Vibrators' Baby Baby. Ian Carnican writing and Jim Monroe and Steve Soto producing. And the Latino rock and roll king of them all, Richie Valens. Ooh, my head. Bob Keane producing. You can see Richie performing it in the Alan Freed movie, Go Johnny Go. We're going down to Louisiana and then taking a trip up to the south side of Chicago when we come back.
Estás en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche tenemos un invitado muy especial en el show. Hoy hubiese cumplido 86 años Little Walter, uno de los grandes armonicistas de la historia del blues. Marion Walter Jacobs nació un 1 de mayo de 1930 en Luisiana y desde jovencito su vida estuvo ligada al blues y a todo lo que representa. Con 12 años dejó la escuela y su hogar en Luisiana para empezar a viajar trabajando en todo tipo de oficios, pero su gran habilidad para tocar la armónica le permitió actuar con grandes figuras del blues como Sonny Boy Williamson II o Honey Boy Edwards. Walter fue más allá de sus predecesores y no dudó en sacar ventaja de la tecnología. Exploró nuevos sonidos amplificando su armónica e incluso distorsionando el sonido del instrumento. Con 18 años, Little Walter se unió a la banda de Muddy Waters, lo cual le abrió la puerta a participar con el prestigioso sello Chess Records. Pero pronto decidió emprender su carrera en solitario, consiguiendo poco después su primer gran éxito, permaneciendo 8 semanas en el primer puesto de las listas con la canción Duke. Fue tal la aceptación de su música que llegó a superar en las listas a otros artistas como el propio Muddy Waters o Howlin' Wolf, todas unas figuras del blues de la época. Walter nos dejó un 15 de febrero de 1968 a la edad de 38 años. Gracias por todo, maestro. Todo tuyo, Little.
Our freak of the week is Marion Walter Jacobs, but you can call him Little Walter. Born May 1st, 1930 in Marksville, Louisiana, he is acknowledged by everyone as the greatest harmonica player that ever lived. He was Creole, spoke French fluently, started playing harmonica as a kid, and by the age of 12 he quit school and was busking on the street with Sonny Boy Williamson I and Big Bill Brunzi. Ended up in Helena, Arkansas, where Sonny Boy Williamson II and Big Walter Shaky Horton would take him under their wing and continue his education on the harp. He started studying Louis Jordan's sax solos, and by the time he got to Chicago with Honey Boy Edwards, he became an integral part of the Maxwell Street scene. That's where he'd hook up with Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers, and on Muddy's Long Distance Call, Walter would play the first recorded harmonica through an amp, and that would complete his legend. He would be the first to intentionally use distortion through that amp, and with echo, starts to sound
basically do his best to imitate a saxophone, and no one's ever sounded even remotely close to the tone he got. May 12, 1952, Little Walter had his first session as a band leader. It was Muddy's band who had assembled to record, but Muddy and producer Leonard Chess gave him the first hour. In that hour, he recorded the national anthem of blues harmonica, Juke. From the moment it hit, band leaders would require auditioning harp players to play it. It became Chess Records' biggest hit, crossing over on the Billboard charts and staying there for 20 weeks, including 8 weeks at number one. Now, for some perspective, the second biggest harmonica instrumental of all time was Stevie Wonder's Fingertips Part 2, which would be 15 weeks, 5 weeks less on the charts, and number one for 6 weeks, 2 weeks less than Walter. Tragically, Little Walter was a bad drunk with a short temper and a junkie near the end of his life, and he died from a street fight at 38 years old. But he'd leave us with an unforgettable legacy and will influence not only harp players, but all blues guys and all rockers forevermore.
Holy the jazz bands, marijuana, hipsters, peace, and junk, and drums. Holy the solitudes of skyscrapers and pavements. Holy the cafeterias filled with the millions. Holy the mysterious rivers of tears under the streets. Holy the lone juggernaut. Holy the vast lamb of the middle class. Holy the crazy shepherds of rebellion.
Baby, here I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I put it to your mama, hoping that you understand. Your mama, and it's sung by all your song.
It proves that I'm in heaven, mama, when you hold me in your arms. Yeah, if I can't have you, baby, I don't want nobody
This is Roger Corman, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, the cinematographer of radio.
We're walking by myself, I hope you understand. Want to be a loving man. Yes, love you. Yeah, I love you. All my heart and soul. Would mistreat you on my way to go. Hey, baby, you know I love you. Yeah. And you know it's true. What more can I do? Walking by myself, I hope you understand. Thank you.
understand. Yeah, I just want to be a loving man. Keep on walking on.
Look, John, I want to talk to you about something more important, like my habit of breathing.
I lost a beat, Prince.
You did, huh? It's a slow, easy blues tune, Johnny. There's four cats pretty close to me. They come around my house most all the time. The way I got it figured, one of them wants to murder me dead.
You sure?
Am I sure? Johnny, when I taste arsenic in my grapefruit, then I'm sure. I know one of those cats has done the sprinkling.
Like one to another, we'd be the same through sun and rain.
16 and crazy, we were ragged and free. We'd get loud and vowed we'd always be. Lost in the hurricane, but some remain. 16 and crazy, we were aching to be. We were living for eternity. We were wailing like a true banshee, like the way we'd always said we'd be.
Oh,
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand, then the world will know the hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
Yeah, they started that Little Walter set with Hate to See You Go. Fabulous stuff. Written by Little Walter, stolen by Jack Nietzsche for the Blue Collar soundtrack. Yeah, we keep you up to date on all those important details. Confessing the Blues was the Rolling Stones. Little Walter had covered it, but I'm thinking it was Little Walter's version that the Stones heard. J. McShann and Walter Brown writing that one. Andrew Lou Goldham with the wonderful Immaculate production from 12x5, I think the Stones' greatest album. The amazing Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Walking By Myself. Paul, the protege, I guess you'd say, of Little Walter. The first really, really great white harp player. Jimmy Rogers and James Lane writing that one, interestingly enough. Forever Wild, Willie Niles' new one. The album is World War Willie. Get it right now from WillieNiles.com. And the Hoochie Coochie Man himself, Muddy Waters. Little Walter was his harp player. We got a very cool, coolest song in the world this week. Come on back.
Llegó el momento de detenernos en uno de los momentos más clásicos y representativos del Underground Garage de Little Steven, la canción más chula de la semana. Yo imagino que Little Steven ya debe andar con el gusanillo de subirse a los escenarios europeos en los que tienen fechas Bruce Springsteen y la E Street Band. De hecho, será el próximo 14 de mayo cuando la banda comience la etapa europea de su River World Tour y será además en Barcelona. Sí, amigos, el boss es el protagonista de la canción más chula de la semana, The Man Who Got Away, en Rock FM.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Chasing all the man. Evening to the fullest. How about some snowy, crisp, and crunchy popcorn? That's a fine way to relax. Just sit and munch contentedly while you enjoy the show. Bring enough popcorn back for the whole family. Everyone likes popcorn.
So early next morning, single-handed, armed only with 40p, Prince Walter set out for the tobacconists. Yard after yard he walked. Minute after minute ticked by. His body breathed in and breathed out. Until...
20 Rothmans, please.
Certainly, sir.
How all the happy residents of Happy Valley cheered Prince Walter as he walked back up the hill in triumph. But just as he was approaching the castle, he was run over by a London bus, which only goes to show. And the moral of the story is, smoking can ruin your health. The end.
We'll be right back.
give me something I don't know. You give me something I gotta believe in. You give me something I don't know. A little harder, but more and more it's cool. She lets her head down.
Dylan, the little Stephen in the underground.
He sits in your room, his tomb with a fist full of tags. Preoccupied with his vengeance, cursing the dead that can't answer him back.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, The Man Who Got Away, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, from The Ties That Bind, which can be found in the River re-release package, part of the double album of outtakes, which I think is some of the E Street Band's finest work, and you can pick that up almost anywhere. Our coolest song in the world this week, The Man Who Got Away.
Lords of the New Church, Dance With Me, from his Nothing Sacred classic, post-punk, Steve Bader's, wrote it with Brian James. The Lords, sort of a post-punk supergroup, Dave Draguna and Nicky Turner, joining Steve and Brian, and Todd Rundgren produced that. And your favorite group from Immediate Records, The Apostolic Intervention, Tell Me Have You Ever Seen Me, written by Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane for the Small Faces, and they did it, actually.
Motorcycle Baby, from Diane and the Gentlemen, on Jesse Malin's Velvet Elk Records. Get it from them.com. Produced by Steve Wynn, not the Vegas guy.
Bob Dylan and the Hawks, Can You Please Crawl Out Your Window. It's the only single I think the entire band did with Bob. The fabulous Robbie Robertson with those great guitar licks. Rick Danko, Richard Manuel, Garth Hudson, and Levon Helm also on drums. Oh, I don't know, but I feel like a slightly psychedelic set coming on. Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche en Rock FM. Pero antes, Little Steven nos llevará en un viaje en el tiempo, concretamente a aquel verano del amor de 1967. Muchas cosas ocurrieron en aquellos tiempos. Una de ellas merece especialmente la pena para nuestro maestro de ceremonias. Me refiero al The 14-Hour Technicolor Dream, un gran concierto que se celebró el 29 de abril de 1967 en el Alexander Palace de Londres. No sé si Little Steven estuvo por allí, pero sí tengo claro que los artistas que esperamos a continuación formaron parte del cartel de aquella noche. Pink Floyd, Pretty Things y alguno más. Dale, Little.
We are about to step into the summer of love. You know, the way Scotty put his friends in Star Trek's transporter device.
In between San Francisco's human being and the whole Western world's summer of love came the 14-hour Technicolor Dream at London's Alexandra Palace, called Ali Pally, incidentally, by the locals, April 29, 1967. It was staged by Barry Miles and John Hoppy Hopkins as a benefit for the International Times, London's counterculture publication. It would turn into proof that the hipsters, about to be ex-mods, nascent hippies, and every freak, misfit, and outcast in town, were not as alone as they thought they were. There were at least 7,000 others ready to have their minds expanded after five straight years of rock's rapid evolution. What was next, they wondered. Well, it was this. Two stages with overlapping performers, including poets, authors, activists like Dick Gregory, artists like Yoko Ono, and music from Alexis Corner, Graham Bond, The Pretty Things, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and Pink Floyd headlining. Mountains of thunderous, indistinct sound and psychedelic lights helped integrate ties and blazers with the caftans, bells, and beads. For one night, at least, all of London's underground would unite. Yoko handed out scissors, mic'd to amplify the sound of the audience as they cut pieces of clothing off her models until they were naked, while Susie Cream Cheese rolled joints in banana peels, which she claimed added to their hallucinogenic effect. One of the promoters had sex under the stage all night, while somebody dosed everybody there with STP, a new drug that simply blitzed the whole room. Pink Floyd had traveled to Holland for a TV show that morning, then done a gig, then traveled back across the English Channel by ferry, then stopped off at Muswell Hill to drop some acid, and made it to the palace around 3 a.m. John Lennon watched, starry-eyed,
his Sgt. Pepper masterpiece wouldn't be out for another month, as Syd Barrett and Pink Floyd channeled the cacophony of sound and light into the almost coherent sound of Astronomy Donome, and as Syd's LSD-soaked brain cells began their last trip on their way to their inevitable burnout, his mirror-covered telecaster caught the first rays of dawn, leaving a path of fragments of light from the exhaust of the interstellar overdrive from which he'd never return. The summer of love had begun.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.
Musical number on the program will be a piccolo solo, which we will skip. And the second number will be Signor Pastrami, the Lithuanian pianist. The signor, for his fight selection, will play A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You from the opera Aida.
Now, Mr. Pinkerton, he was well known for his pain-possessed power. Now, Mr. Pinkerton, he was well known for he dreamt in life. And the pain's inside his painful seems to mean everything to him. The brightest sword man's ever known to man. The sordid colors, the sordid colors, the sordid colors, the sordid colors. Let's all give Pinky a toast. Mr. Pinkerton, we like to host the Paris Alexandra and all the underground and UFOs. They seem to like to hover, and the late boss, they will serve you till the night becomes a day. So Arnold Lane can see Emily
such a harm it would be being here without you.
Thinking of, Doc, you're trying to kill us all.
If I remember correctly, it caused fatality only when used in pure form.
That's right. And in this derivative, mixed with alcohol, it merely deadens certain nerve inputs to the brain.
Oh, well, any decent brand of scotch will do that.
Well, one good slug of this, and you could hit a man with phaser stun, and he'd never feel it or even know it.
Does it make a good mix with scotch?
It should.
I'll let you know.
When I'm unhappy and in my eyes things look bad, I just have to close them all and suddenly I'm glad. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not through. I never get the time. You sweep our thoughts away when you cross my mind. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not seeing. Sleepy head in case the vision goes. Here in purple velvet, now where time and motion slows. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not seeing.
We started our fond memory of the Technicolor Dream, although if you remembered it, you probably weren't there, with Pink Floyd, See Emily Play, Sid Barrett, the visionary, writing, Norman Smith producing, Contemporary Garage from the Anderson Council, Pinkerton's Assorted Colors, they refer to the Technicolor Dream in that song. from their Fall Parade album. Now, a little slight digression here. Catch you up on some very important history. Pink Floyd, as you already know, were named when Syd Barrett, perusing a Blind Boy Fuller liner notes, saw him give credit to two blues guys from the 20s and 30s. Pink Anderson and Floyd Council took their first names, creating Pink Floyd, while the Anderson Council took their last names. You dig? Pink Anderson, Floyd Council, huh? It's all starting to make sense now, right? Our very special title track, show title that is, Backstreet Mirror, was... Did he sound familiar? You may never guess that one. So I'm just going to tell you. David Hemmings. Yes, the very cool actor, David Hemmings. You remember him from Blow Up and especially Barbarella. Well, he made an album, obviously a very psychedelic album, called David Hemmings Happens. You just gotta love that. Most of the record is, you know, psychedelic. Two really cool tracks on it. We'll play the other one eventually. The first and last, really, first and last songs are the best. But this first track, Backstreet Mirror, was arranged and produced by Leon Russell for Gene Clark, who wrote it. You remember Gene from The Byrds? Nobody wanted it for some strange reason. It's a fantastic production, actually. So Jim Dixon, The Byrds' manager, produced this David Hemmings record, took Gene Clark's vocal off of it, and added David Hemmings. And he did a terrific job with it, really. He's a great, very, lot of personality in his singing. This is not really, you know, this is not particularly campy or kitschy. It's actually cool, you know? Backstreet Mirror. And we closed with The Pretty Things, Walking Through My Dreams. Phil May, Dick Taylor, John Povey, Wally Waller, Skip Allen on drums at this point. So yeah, baby, Backstreet Mirror, the song of the week.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank the Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, AndyBabuke'sFabGear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will.
at Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron! 's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, pues hasta aquí el Underground Garage de esta noche, en el que hemos tenido un poquito de historia, música siempre, por supuesto, y sobre todo cargando pilas para comenzar la semana a tope de energía. Yo soy Carlos Medina y espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Te emplazo a que nos encontremos dentro de una semana a partir de las 10 de la noche aquí en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hasta entonces, por supuesto, feliz semana. Little, buenas noches.